Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about caffeine. And as always, I'm not an expert on anything, but one of the goals that I had in terms of minimalism has been to look at food. And so I've actually made several changes about food. But one of the things that I've wanted to change for a while was to, initially the thought was to stop drinking coffee, which could be blasphemy to most people. But I think the real goal was to drop caffeine and really like lower my sugar intake. And so I've done several things over the years. For example, switching away, instead of having soda, I've switched to sparkling water. So it's still kind of like a similar experience without that extra sugar. And I've used this kind of technique of like replacing something with something better instead of just trying to get rid of something. Because just trying to get rid of something when it comes to things that are very like much a routine, something that you do very often, having a replacement in mind is what has worked for me. So just like I said, instead of having, like I wasn't a huge soda drinker, but I really like ginger ale. So, you know, I found like a sparkling water thing that's lime flavored. And yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. So I've already kind of done some of that just to try to bring in the sugar intake, bring that down a bit. But one of the things I was doing on a fairly regular basis, I mean, almost daily, so I was having coffee in the morning, and then at lunchtime, I would have an energy drink. So, you know, a lot of caffeine, coffee, obviously caffeine, but then this energy drink is like caffeine plus, you know, all these other chemicals that I couldn't tell you what they do, what their purpose is, and how they have, and like what effect they have, right? Who knows? I'll never know. Literally, I'll never know. But I felt like it was good to maybe stop having caffeine, which would mean no energy drinks. And initially, like the coffee thing, the thing about coffee is it's such a routine. It's such a ritual. If you're so used to waking up and having a cup of coffee and, you know, taking cup of coffee to work with you or grabbing coffee on the way to work, it's a routine. It's like a psychological routine as much as it is like the actual coffee itself, right? So we kind of get used to that, and like over time, and of course like add caffeine to that, there's actual like physical effects that it has. But the routine part, the ritual, the routine, that's the thing that is, I think, is more challenging, right, to break. So in pursuit of quitting caffeine, and I'll stick to coffee from now on, just for the story, is that the coffee experience, like, I would have to find a different morning routine, right? I would have to have something sort of different to replace the coffee thing. So, you know, I've done smoothies, but even when I did smoothies, like, I would also have coffee. So I needed a replacement. And I started looking around, and I started doing research, and I looked at several possibilities, and I narrowed it down to two. One was called Mud Water, and the other was called Dandy Blend, both of which are like not coffees, but I ultimately went with the latter, which is the claim was it's supposed to taste like coffee, and it's, you can just put it in water, you don't have to actually boil the water, right? And you just like, there's scoops of it, kind of like an instant coffee, but it has no, there's no actual coffee in it, and there's no caffeine, and no extra, preservative stuff. Like the list of ingredients is so short. And so after all this research and time, I finally went ahead and purchased a bag of this stuff. And it was like the first time I had it, so I like mason jars is one of the things I really appreciate and I use. And I would do coffee in the mason jars, like they call it cowboy coffee, where instead of sort of using like a Keurig or one of these machines to make coffee, all you do is you have a mason jar, you put the coffee grounds in the bottom of the jar, you pour hot water on top of it, and then you add in any milk and sugar or whatever you want, and then you just, I mean, you could shake it up a little bit if you want to, but especially when it's hot water, the coffee will circulate, and then eventually the coffee grounds will go to the bottom of the mason jar, and you can just drink out of the mason jar, and you don't have any coffee grounds or anything. It's actually, it was the best way that I had coffee. It was consistent. It worked. I heard it was called cowboy coffee, so that's what I called it. And so with this new stuff, it's similar, except I don't have to boil the water. I can just pour water into the mason jar, put scoops of this stuff in there, and then again, add water and creamer if you want. And then with this, you do shake it up, and then that's it. Like it's done, it's ready to go. And it tastes to me, and I'm not like a coffee connoisseur, I'm just a guy who drank coffee a lot. Because that's what we do. Supposedly, that's like a thing, and we do that. And it tasted just like coffee to me. Like there was no difference. Because I've switched up with different types of coffee. And again, I'm not a coffee connoisseur, so it's not like I had some special brand that, that I like. I'm kind of like a French vanilla kind of guy, right? Like, so to me, tasted just like coffee, just like coffee. And it was easier to make, quicker to make. And knowing that it's healthier, well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say healthy or not healthy, but knowing that there's less ingredient, I'm not sure even how it relates to coffee, but I'm just gonna say, knowing that it met my goal of not having caffeine, it was like I expected there to be this hard transition from coffee to this other stuff. And there was none. The day that I started drinking this stuff is the day I stopped drinking coffee. And it's been over a month now, and I have not had coffee. And I also dropped the energy drinks, and that's a thing. That's a thing I did. But I wouldn't have been able to do it without the replacement because I still have the ritual, the routine in the morning. I go and I make my, quote unquote coffee, non-coffee coffee. So that routine is like, it's there. And, it gets you something to drink. It's mostly water. So it's good. And it's supposedly, I don't know, there's some stuff in there that it claims are somehow good for you. I don't know. So I quit caffeine. Now, here's the twist. And I would say if you want to just try, like if you're somebody who's curious about trying to quit caffeine, like maybe just do it and see how it goes. If you don't want to hear what my full experience was, but if you want to hear my personal experience and then maybe use that to prepare for this process, then you can listen on. So at the time, I felt that there was no transition, like I stopped. One day I was drinking coffee, the next day I'm drinking this blend. And so one day I'm on caffeine and the next day I'm not. And because it tasted so much like coffee, it tastes just like coffee. So I just didn't feel what I did not experience was a need for coffee. I didn't feel psychologically like I needed to have a cup of coffee, right? Because I was still drinking in my mind. I was still drinking coffee. That's what it felt like. That's what it tasted like. That's the routine was the same. It looks like instant coffee. You know, it's all those things, all the sensations told me in my brain that you're still drinking coffee. So there was never any like longing for coffee in my experience. There was none. And that's the beauty of the stuff for me. It was great. However, what I did not recognize until recently, until looking back on the experience, is, and now I can fully assess this, about a week into this process, it's not like I kept a journal, you know. It would have been interesting to have that, because in hindsight, I probably could have maybe looked at like how I was feeling and rate, you know, different categories of how I'm feeling, but I didn't do that. So in hindsight, I'd have like a fuzzy time frame, but it's basically, I'll just say, the first 2 weeks of being off caffeine. In hindsight, I recognize that I was super irritable, that I was very tired. In fact, like, I ended up taking a few days off of work, but I didn't think at the time, I didn't think to relate it to the fact that I had stopped the caffeine. I just wasn't feeling well, and so I just took a few days off. And when I took those few days off, you know, and I did it like on a, I don't know, it was like sort of the mid-week-ish, right? So then you have like a half a week plus the weekend. And then I think there was like a day or two more. Like I took like a, you know, like a week off kind of a thing. But between the weekend, so it ended up being like, you know, at least a full 5 days kind of a thing. And I really didn't feel well. And I was, for a few of those days, like I was on, I couldn't get up basically. I couldn't get up. I was like just sitting in the chair. You know, I was watching some movies and trying to relax, but I slept a lot. I slept more than like I ever do during the day. Like I slept a lot. I was just exhausted. And again, like what's weird about it is I didn't recognize that it was related to the caffeine, because world events have been just so crazy and so stressful. And all, you know, all this stuff has been going on in the world, and it's just like, you know, it was just like one event after the other. And I just, like, to me, what I had associated with was like the stress of some specific world events that occurred that were just really disturbing to me, right? So I thought it was that. And still, those things are, of course, disturbing and upsetting and, you know, all those things. But in hindsight, I actually think it had much more to do with me dropping caffeine from being Mr. Coffee and energy drink daily to no caffeine. So without those days off, like, it would have been extremely difficult. And I'm not even sure if I could have like worked normally during that time. So the thing is, like, I think everybody's different, and it just depends on your routine and, you know, all sorts of things. But if someone was to ask me, like, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, doing this, what would you recommend? I would say, like, do it around a vacation. Like, take some time off you know, at least like, because you can get through, I would say probably like, you know, the first 2 days might not be that big of a deal because, you know, if you, especially if you don't drink coffee every day, you know, if you're kind of used to like maybe having a few days off here and there. But it depends, like maybe, you know, depends on a lot of things. Obviously, consult with your doctor before you do anything. But for me, it's like having, if I had realized how badly it would have affected me, I would have scheduled time off because I was like more, the word irritable is like I think the correct word. It sounds a little odd, but it's like things bothered me. Like that normally they would have bothered me normally, but it was like I think that they bothered me to such a higher degree than they normally would have. Like that's what I'm saying by irritability, right? And so in like a work environment, like you could potentially do some damage with your, you know, coworkers and things, which I think I probably did, to be honest, because like there was just a sense of like irritation and like frustration, and also coupled with like this, it was very difficult to concentrate. And I have like a job that's like you have to be able to concentrate extremely well to do it. So it was like struggling to, you know, it's just like the worst combination of these things. Like, and I read an article now, like sort of looking back on like what happened, and there's all sorts of potential symptoms, at least from the article that I read, right? Including like depression, anxiety, like all this stuff can come up. And I feel like I experienced all of those things. And so it's strange because when I was going through it, I was associating what I was going through with this world event. But in hindsight, like it probably had a lot more to do with the caffeine. With cutting out the caffeine, with going through this like caffeine withdrawal symptoms. You know, again, this is like me, non-doctor, non-professional opinion, just talking about my experience from what I observed. And, you know, I could be wrong about all these things, but man, it's strange. Like, now that I'm a month through it, like, I feel like I'm fine. Fine. You know, I don't have, because I still have the routine and it still tastes like coffee, like I still don't have the desire to go out and get a coffee. And now, especially knowing how it may have affected me so negatively, that I don't want to go back to coffee, caffeine stuff again, personally. And this is not a dig against coffee, or it's not even a dig against caffeine. It's just like, because who knows? I may end up, you know, maybe I'll end up going back to that, but I don't think so. I don't think so at this point. Just because of the intensity of what I now sort of recognize as these withdrawal symptoms, side effects from these withdrawal symptoms. So. Yeah, so basically, like, if you want to quit caffeine, do you have some sort of reason to it? You know, like, I'm always doing these experiments of, like, what can I cut out and what can I go without? And, you know, asking why am I using this? This is this process of, like, this minimalism and essentialism and maybe, like, some stoicism or something, like, in here where it's just testing these things. And this is something I wanted to do for a long time. And I've done it. And I still use a little bit of creamer in my coffee, but this stuff actually has like a little bit of sweetness to it, like a little bit. So I don't use a lot. I've basically cut out, I've reduced my sugar intake to a large degree and then completely cut out the caffeine. So thought this might be interesting to share. It's like a personal share of like, yeah, if you're gonna do this, I personally would say take time off. Like, give yourself some time to just not have anything to do that, where you can just kind of sit and be and maybe prepare the people around you to like, that like, hey, I may be like irritable. It'll like I re it's weird because I'm normally not like that. I'm normally not like that. Really, like I'm pretty good at managing stressful situations. I'm pretty good at managing difficult, frustrating situations. And I feel like everything was just heightened. Everything that happened that was stressful was just felt so much more intense. Like really intense. Really intense. So, if you have people around you, let them know. Like, hey, this is a thing I'm gonna be doing, just so you know, for the next, because from what I read, it said that effects typically would last between 2 to 9 days. So I think that's fairly like accurate from what I experienced. I think that's fairly accurate, So it's, but it's like warning, warning this like, and maybe you don't have any effects at all. But I'm curious if you've ever tried this. Did you have similar effects? Did it affect you similarly? Are you interested in trying this? I just feel it. I think it's for many reasons, it was the right thing for me to do. From what I perceive as like health reasons for a lot of, and it's fascinating to get into the history of coffee breaks and caffeine and all this kind of stuff and like looking at this from a different perspective. But yeah, like I'm actually almost afraid to have caffeine now just because I know like not the downsides of being on it, but the downsides of coming off of it, in my opinion. So hopefully that was interesting. Let me know. I'll pose a question on the Anchor app where you can share your thoughts on that and let me know what you think. And hope everything's going well for everybody. No more caffeine for me. Thanks.